Once upon a time, in a galaxy far, far away, Jaesu and Keisu interviewed some pretty cool people. Here's one of those interviews now.
All right, it's Jaesu. I'm here with the great Danielle.
And Wonder Librarian as well. Hi.
We're here at the GTA Comic-Con, and we're happy to be here with a great cosplayer, Kiana Lunaire Cosplay. How's it going?
It's going really well.
It's nice to meet you, and I guess you were actually familiar with our work. Which...
Yes, I am, actually. I met you, I think you guys were here at GTA Comic-Con last year. So
yeah.
I stopped by your booth and picked up a little button.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
thank you.
On my bag.
Thank you. Now, I guess the first question we should ask, what was the first cosplay you ever did? How did the cosplay bug bite you?
Well, first cosplay I've ever done was Belle from Beauty and the Beast. And it was actually my friend who was like, hey, you should check out cosplaying. And also, like, when I was a child, I always loved to dress up and stuff. And so I was like, oh, this is perfect because I could be my favorite characters and I could just walk around and meet people and meet new friends and stuff. And so that's how I got into cosplaying. So, yeah.
Now, of all the costumes you've had, what's been the one that's gotten the biggest reaction?
Belle, yeah. I am most known for my Belle cosplay. Like, people come up to me and they're like, wait a second, I know you. And I'm like, yeah, that's me.
It is really, really nice. Did you make it yourself or?
No, I didn't, but I'm planning on making it. Right now I'm working on her blue dress, so I'm making that right now, but yeah.
That's cool. So actually, that was going to be one of my next questions. What cosplays do you have in the works?
I have Kiki from Kiki's Delivery Service.
Okay.
I have Rey from Star Wars.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm really excited about that one. And then I just finished Housework Cinderella. So,
oh, cool.
Yeah.
I think I was reading on the website. Was this the first con you've been a guest at?
Yeah. This is actually my first time I've ever been a guest.
Oh, congratulations.
So, yeah, thank you.
Cool. And did I see that you have a Mystique costume in
the
wall?
Yes, I do.
Okay, that looked awesome.
Thank you, yeah.
No problem. What do your friends and family think of you doing all the cosplay?
My family fully supports it, and they think it's, like, a really good way to, like, get my artistic abilities out, because I'm kind of a bit of a jack-of-all-trades in, like, art, so I can draw, sing, act, and so this I can, like, incorporate all that into my cosplays.
Yeah,
so
it's a good combination to have.
Yeah.
Skills. Excellent.
Cool. And which of the panels were you involved with today?
I was involved in the cosplay guest Q&A, and cosplay on a budget.
How'd that go over for you?
Really well. Really well. We got a bit sidetracked, though, because we're a really talkative bunch, but it went really well, and yeah.
Oh, very cool. And Danielle, we do, from time to time on the show, we do a segment called the Geek Survey, and if it's cool, we'd like to ask you some questions.
Yeah, for sure.
So take it away, Danielle.
Okay. Yep. So this is a popular question. So besides cosplaying, and I guess you would like Disney because of your Belle costume, what other things do you geek out about?
I love Disney. Yeah. Like, I full on, you could just, sometimes people just be like, hey, Kiana, and I'll just be like singing, and they're like, oh, sorry. And I'm like, it's okay. But that and Borderlands, I love Borderlands. I just got into it this year, but I love it so much. See, there's so many things. X-Files, I'm new to that, but I just geek out about it a lot. So, yeah.
I guess we should mention you're dressed up as Scully.
Yep, Scully from X-Files. Yep.
You nailed it.
Yeah.
Cool. So what's your favorite Disney movie?
Beauty and the Beast.
Oh, okay, of course.
I know every single word. I know all the words from the song. Like, because I was also in the play, because I do acting too. And I play the Enchantress, but it's my dream role to be Belle. But, like, people are like, what's my line? I'm like, it's this. And
yeah,
then
you just start,
yeah. I just know. Yeah.
Cool. Okay, and another one from the Geek Survey. So if you could have three fictional characters over for dinner, who would you have and why?
Oh, my.
That's a good
question.
I always like that one.
Probably the 11th Doctor, for sure.
Nice.
I love Doctor Who.
You have him as a cosplay.
I do,
as well.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, I do. The 11th Doctor, let's see. Probably Mulder.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and Handsome Jack from Borderlands. The only thing is if he doesn't kill everyone.
Oh,
so,
well, that's okay. A plus as a guest, I guess.
Interesting mix.
Yeah. There.
Oh,
yeah.
For like once, someone didn't pick Batman, which is great.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. I'm not a big DC person.
Okay.
So you could start some stuff.
True.
Okay. for me. So if there was ever going to be a movie about your life, who would you want to play you?
Probably Emma Watson.
Oh, okay.
That's a good answer.
Yeah. Hermione?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm watching because also she's being Belle in the next Beauty and the Beast movie, so they're making it to a live action, which I'm super stoked about.
Oh, definitely.
Good answer.
Good answer. Do you have any cons you're going to be doing in the future?
I'm going to Anime North, and my lineup is still like in the works, but for sure I'm wearing Lady CL from Black Butler and Kiki from Kiki's Delivery Service.
Very cool. Yeah. Where on social media can people go to check out your work?
I have Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. So Facebook is Lunaire Cosplay, Instagram is Lunaire _ Cosplay, and then Twitter is just Lunaire Cosplay.
Cool. Well, you know, thanks for taking the time to talk to us. It was cool to finally meet you.
Nice
and
to meet you too.
We look forward to seeing you at future cons.
Yeah, for sure.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.